We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies in the third hour. Again, we're going to get a lot of the winning coaches on before they get on the bus or in the locker room. Talk to them a little bit about their win, but we got a lot of games that are being played. In fact, our third call coming up is Marty from Fond du Lac Kimberly. We'll get to him in a minute. Let's start out with Rob. He's at the Kettle Moraine Waukesha West game. Rob is brought to you by Wendy's. Late night at Wendy's is always a good call. Open till midnight or later at participating Wendy's restaurants. Rob, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, it's 23-20 Waukesha West starting the fourth quarter. Waukesha West kicked a 37-yard field goal to go up 23-20. Prior to that, Kevin Moraine hit a 48-yard field goal to make it 20-20.
48 yards?
Yeah. Rob, did you say 23-20?
Yes, sir. 23-20 Waukesha West started the fourth quarter.
And the kid from...
I have your special guest if you want to talk to him.
Yeah, put him on.
Okay, here he is. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, Peter McCudden, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good. I'm just on the sidelines with my scooter and my boot here.
Man. Hey, Peter, what's it like standing on the sidelines watching Waukesha West play?
No, it's definitely really different for me because I've been a big part of it, playing both ways and stuff like that. But it's definitely a lot different seeing other guys that are younger and getting their first opportunity and first starts in this game. And it's just really cool to see just how, you know, even though we had a B class last year, you just got to keep moving on and reloading and on to the next season.
Hey, Peter, how long before – so you're going to UW-Oshkosh. How long before you see the field? It'll be a year, correct?
Wait, say that one more time.
How long – will you be out the whole year at UW-Oshkosh? Are you going to take the year off?
Yeah, I'm gonna gray shirt is what they call it, and I'm just going to allow myself to get some time for both my foot and the rest of my body to heal and be ready to go for next year, and also just take advantage of the year to mature and – kind of learn everything and get ready to go.
And Peter, when you come back, will you have 3 or 4 years of eligibility?
When I come back, I'll have 4 years.
4 years, good.
Hey, Peter, I didn't hear you say figure out the books and all that. Make sure your grades are doing well.
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing I'm going to make sure I do is stay on top of that because I'll have time to get on the right track right away and make sure we're going in the right direction.
Hey, look to make sure they've got a strong FCA program on campus. You join that as well.
Trust me, we already got it set up, and I'm going to be ready to go. And they have a crew program there, and I've already talked to the guy, and so I'm really excited to get in contact with him. And he wants me to be the guy that starts getting the athletes in action back started at Oshkosh, and he wants to work through me, so I'm pretty excited for the opportunity.
Peter, it's always a pleasure, young man. Say hi to your mom and dad for me.
All right, will do. Here's Coach White.
Thank you very much. We're going to cut him loose if we can. Let's get to line two. Mark Neeson at the Muskego Waukesha North game. Mark, give us an update.
1:50 left, second, third quarter, 35, Muskego 7, Waukesha North. North is driving. We are delayed because we had a kid break his arm from North in the first half, so that's why I'm pretty late here. I'm still in the third quarter.
Man, boy, that's always a shame. It seems to happen early on, and certainly football, you get some injuries.
And by the way, Coach, if we get Krause on, if our game doesn't run too late, please don't mention that I know the injury. You know, play dumb, please.
That whole HIPAA law. I got you, Mark. Let's cut him loose. 35-7, Muskego over Waukesha North. Game of the night. Marty in the morning, man. Marty Schibbehut, one of my guys at the Fondy-Kimberly game. Marty, give us an update.
Oh, my God. 48 seconds left. Kimberly scores. We have talked about this. We need instant replay in the high school ranks, and I'll tell you why. Fondy was going for the what I would call the dagger, as Wayne Larrabee says, and no whistle blown, but the refs call the play dead after and say Fondy QB Carson Raddatz was down, which turned the ball over to Kimberly. Kimberly comes back, scores. It's 28-28. Fondy with the ball at the we are at the 17 right now with 15 seconds left.
They're 17 or Kimberly 17?
Kimberly 17.
Oh, man.
They're going to have to take the timeout, and I'm guessing Fondy's going to have to go for the field goal.
Yeah,
so I will.
We're going to put you on hold, Marty. Don't go anywhere.
I'll hang.
All right, let's get to Nate real quick. Line 4, Riverside and Pewaukee. Nate, give us an update.
Nate, Pewaukee has finally taken the lead. It's 34-31, Pewaukee over Riverside.
You're kidding.
Josh Geisel just scored his second touchdown right in front of me. The only downfall for Riverside tonight is every time they've scored, they've tried an onside kick. So they're starting to give Pewaukee the short field to work with. And Pewaukee's figuring it out, and they're starting to march.
Thank you.
Every time they get the ball.
Hey, Nate, keep us up to date on that one. Let's get back to line 3 if we can. Marty in the morning, man. Fond du Lac, Kimberly, give us an update.
Fondy just takes the timeout. 1 second left. They are going to attempt a 27-yard field goal to end the 70-game win streak for Kimberly Papermakers. Five-time defending champ, Kimberly Papermakers. 1 second left. 28-yard field goal.
Oh, man.
Fondy is lined up.
Hold on.
Raddatz to attempt the hold. It is. It looks like Kimberly's going to take a timeout now. Son of a gun.
No, we're staying
all
with
right.
you. Marty, hey, you know what? We are not going to a break at this point. Absolutely not. So, hey, as we talked about.
I got a chance for you. St. Mary Springs, 51-zip final over Marcus Ant tonight.
Hey, this is the way you knock out the champ right here. 1 second to go, kick the field goal, get off the field, go home, and take that win. Because you know if they don't kick this one, and it goes to overtime, man. It starts playing in the minds of those boys from Fondy.
It's tough overtime on the road, and I'm telling you again, I don't know how you find the playback of the quarterback down, but that is going to be one call that hopefully does not rest on these guys the rest of the year. But Fondy breaks huddle now. 25-yard official field goal attempt. Fondy is lined up. Snap on the way. Kick is up. It's good.
It's good.
Woo!
Wow. Not very much pressure or excitement
no.
there, is there?
Down goes the king.
Man, I'm sure we're going to tape that and play that again tomorrow. That's Marty in the morning. Fond du Lac with a last-second field goal beats Kimberly. That 70-game winning streak is over. Marty, thank you very much, man.
Talk to you later.
See you later. Let's get to line 1 if we can. Coach Hopper from the Mighty Spartans from Greendale Martin Luther. Big win over Whitnall. Hey, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Hey, what was the final, Coach?
I don't know. I think it was...
It was big.
49-7.
49-7.
And that's a team. That's a team that's picked to take the Woodland East. I mean, that's quite a statement you and your team made, Coach.
Hey, yeah. Coach Hopper, I've been around the school this summer, and your kids have put in a lot of work, man. They're in the weight room. They're led by this running back. Darius Crowley-Reed is in the weight room. He's getting guys ready to go. I saw him 2 months ago, and he said, Coach, I can't wait for the first day of football practice. I just can't wait for it.
He was ready the day school ended, absolutely. And we have had, I feel like we're turning the corner on that with our summer workouts. And certainly the tone has been set with our seniors and most notably Darius.
Hey, Coach, good luck next week. Enjoy this one tonight. You get University School next week. You know they're looking for a little revenge after that playoff game last year. So get your kids ready to go next week.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Congratulations. That's
Coach
a great
Hopper.
Victory, Coach.
Big win
Thank
over
you.
Whitnall, Martin Luther. Let's get over to line four if we can. My guest tomorrow is Lewis Brown, the head coach at Franklin. They got a nice win at Waterford tonight. Hey, Lewis, congratulations. Good win for you guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, what do you know what was the final?
24-0.
So your defense, Coach, and your defensive guy put up a shutout against a Waterford team that's supposed to be awfully good. So you guys came ready to go.
Yeah. I think it's the strength of our team, believe it or not. Our front seven are pretty special. Physical kids, a lot of seniors in there. A lot of guys had some time last year. So, they have a couple good running backs. We at least held them in check, and good throwing quarterback. And we just didn't let anything get behind us. So, yeah, we played pretty well for our first game.
I understand, Coach, too, you have three very good quarterbacks, and you went with the senior, and he did a wonderful job for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'm a big believer. You know, we got a big-time senior class, 28 kids, and this kid, the seniors love him, and he's in a fight, for the spot. And I'll tell you what, he definitely showed he belonged out in the field today, so I'm very proud and happy for him.
And that's very nice to have the senior, because the other kids will have other chances.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Coach, I look forward to seeing you in person tomorrow. To let you know, last score we had, Wilmot was up on Kenosha Bradford 10-7, and that's your opponent next week. But thought I'd give you an update. Get home, get some sleep, because I've got some tough questions for you tomorrow, Coach.
Sounds good. I guess Bushy said to bring the donuts, but I think I'll probably just bring the fruit salad.
Yeah, you know what? Fruit salad for me lately. Yeah, I'm trying to take control of that, Coach. So don't bring the donuts. Fruit salad would be outstanding.
All right, we'll see you in the morning, guys.
You got it. That's Lewis Brown. Big win tonight, 24-0. Let's get to line two if we can. Head football coach at Messimer Shorewood is on. Hey, Coach, nice win tonight. How you doing?
Hello?
Tony, hey, you there, buddy?
Can you come here?
Yeah, I got you. Coach, you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hey, not a bad way to start your career over there as the head coach.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Tony, what was the final?
14-8.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know what? Defensively, you guys obviously played really well, only giving up 8 points to a good King team.
Yeah, we played physical, real physical in our first half. Kept our gap responsibility, didn't bite on anything, just played real physical. But they came out that, beginning of the second half, and, they went right down the field on us. We had to regroup ourselves, make a little bit of adjustment. Conditioning came into play a little bit, and have some, switching in some guys that we normally don't play, but they stuck together.
And, I had breakfast with Tony last month, and he mentioned, and he's got a very nice quarterback and a nice running back, but a very good offensive line too. And they must have done the job for you, especially in that first half.
Oh yeah, you can definitely see the weight room work they put in. I mean, those guys hung out with each other all spring and summer, and put the weight room in together. Did a lineman challenge up in Green Bay together. I mean, so you can really see that. But sometimes when you play too many minutes, even that starts to. You start to feel a little bit, but they stuck in there and made big plays at the end.
But, Mike, just so you know and the listeners know, too, I mean, Tony spends so much time at Sherwood Messimer in the weight room with those kids. As an assistant coach, he's still the one that was always visible in that weight room, and he's the one that's gotten those kids so strong. I don't know if you've met Tony, but...
Oh, I have. If I'm in a dark alley, I want him with me, not against me,
right?
Man, but he doesn't scare me. No, he does, actually.
He's such a nice guy.
He's too nice of a guy. There's no doubt. Tony, congratulations. Good luck next week against Cudahy.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You got it. We got to get to a break, guys. We're really long. On the other side of the break, we'll continue to get you scores, finals from a lot of games. Again, big news tonight. Kimberly goes down. Last second field goal, Fond du Lac hits a 25-yarder with 1 second to go to beat Kimberly 70 in a row. The longest winning streak in the nation comes to an end tonight. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela. And final scores rolling in from around the area. Franklin defeated Waterford 24-0 on the road. Greendale Martin Luther trounced Whitnall 49-7 at home. Oak Creek got a road win 31-13. They beat Wisconsin Lutheran. Sherwood Mesmer defeated Milwaukee King 14-8. In New Berlin, the Eisenhower Lions took down Plymouth 29-14. South Milwaukee, the Burlington Demons 42-13. They beat the Rockets. In Kenosha, the Tremper Trojans defeated West Dallas Central 42-13. In West Bend, the visiting Grafton Blackhawks took down the West Spartans 55-8. And the nation's longest winning streak held by the Kimberly Papermakers, that comes to an end tonight. The Fond du Lac Cardinals beat the Papermakers 31-28. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com and get your home ready for the cold. That's PellaWI.com. This has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, let's get right to it if we can. Line four, the new head football coach at Oak Creek, Joel Parr. Good win for them, 31-13 over Wisconsin Lutheran. Hey, Coach, what a great way to start your tenure as the head football coach at Oak Creek. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. A lot of years of listening to you guys afterwards. It's kind of an honor to be actually on the phone with you.
Well, we got nothing but good things to say about you, Coach.
I heard that. The coaches came in. They said, hey, they're saying a bunch of nice things about you. I said, well, let's see. Wait till afterwards. But
Coach Bartholomew had so many good things to say about you. You know, as he was retiring, he just said, you know, we've got just a great, great coach come and take this program over, and that's just a real nice win tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach Bartholomew, he left me in a great situation. I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from Coach Cook. I've just been very honored to work under amazing people. I think in our days, assistant coaches, you know, if we take the time to learn from the good ones, we get ready, but we don't need to rush. We need to take our time, learn the game, and do it right. And I've been blessed by being around great people. I don't know what else I could ask for. My assistant coaches have been amazing. Dave Hoagland has been just absolutely putting in tireless work as an O lineman. And in the weight room, Steve Alutnick has been just absolutely committed to the program, and he's a winner, obviously, on the basketball court, and he brings it here. I'm trying to just stay out of the way. Put out fires is what I do.
Hey, Joel, I'll tell you what. It's, you know, Oak Creek is one of those programs that is always in the conversation in that South, really tough Southeast Conference. And then playoff time, the last couple years, they've had some struggles. And I know you, as coaches, we never look ahead, but you always try to work ahead. You know, first win under your belt. You got a Carmel, Illinois team coming up next week, and then you start in conference. You know, this could not have started better for you and this staff and this group of boys.
I agree with you 100%. We needed to. The kids have been bought in 100%. They know me, so that's been helpful. It's been a pretty smooth transition because Coach Bartholomew was so open to allow me to take over. But we needed to prove that we knew. Honestly, we know our assistant coaches know what they're doing. I had to prove that I knew what I was doing. And I think today, I hope today helps a little bit. I've got a long way to go. I have to get better every day. But I kind of let the kids know that guess what? You're going to make a mistake. I'm going to make a mistake. But we're going to fight through it and be there every day. And I trust. I gave the special teams over to my assistants. And they did a wonderful job. Our kicker put the ball at the one-yard line consistently today. It was every time we scored, they were sitting at about the 18 because of coverage. We had great punting. Those things of the game are a big deal, and my assistants are doing all of that. I, like I said, I'm only going to take credit for getting the physicals in and all the other fun part of coaching.
Hey, Coach, you know what? I know what it's like to move over those 6 to 8 inches on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, going from an assistant coach to a head coach, I'll tell you what, people don't understand what a big challenge that is, not only on the field, but certainly all the other stuff that you've got to deal with, talking to idiot guys like me all the time. You know, so congratulations for this. Are you getting any sleep?
I told the kids before the game, I haven't slept past 3 o'clock since April 1st. but I'll tell you, I found how to get through it. I guess the big thing is I don't want to let these kids down and these coaches down because they put so much time and effort into it. It will continue to get better. We will grow. We'll have hiccups on the way. But no one will question the amount of time and effort we put in.
Well, Joe, I know Hoagie's a great assistant coach, but will you tell him I'm going to be 76 years old next month, but I can still out bench press him? Tell him that, please.
I'm sure you'll look a lot better, too. I guarantee you that, Coach.
I
will definitely tell him that.
Hey, Coach, last thing. In a couple of weeks, I want to do a show on Saturday morning with first-year head coaches, and I would love to have you in studio with me.
Coach, I'll do whatever you need. Man. Anything to promote our kids. It's not about me. It's about them.
You got
it. If I can help you, I'd be willing to do that. But, you know, thank you for what you've done. I've been a fan since the day you and Coach started. I remember how many years ago you started driving home from a couple of games, turning it on right away. It's kind of an honor, and actually I'm kind of humbled by the fact that I'm calling you in now as compared to listening. So I appreciate you,
Joe,
guys.
Joe, thank you so much.
Congratulations, Coach. Great win.
Great win for Oak Creek. Good luck next week against that team from Carmel, Illinois, coming up.
Yeah, they're talented. They got skills. They have three coaches that all played for the Bears. Me, I can barely spell.
Well,
NFL,
if they played for the Bears, they'll throw some interceptions. You know that.
Actually, one of them was Nathan Vasher. He took a few off during his time. So, yeah, they got some good dudes. So we'll see. But we're excited about the challenge. Absolutely. Pretty happy to get through today.
Yeah, enjoy this one for 20 minutes, would you please?
All right. It sounds good to me. Thank you so much,
good
guys.
Job,
you bet. Joe Parr, we're going to get through these really quickly. Let's get to line one, if we can. Ted Lang, Milwaukee Lutheran, Kewaskum. Give us an update, Ted.
It's an honor to follow my good friend Joel Parr. Congratulations to Coach Parr and Coach Davis at Shorewood for their first win. It's all Kewaskum up here, guys. It's now 48-24 over Milwaukee Lutheran, and we're still in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go. This game's just dragging on. I just hope the Wendy's drive-thru will be open when this game is over.
Yeah, I want to thank Wendy's for giving all the guys that are covering games tonight free food.
Absolutely. I'll use it on the way home.
You got it. That's Ted Lang. Let's get to line two if we can. Rob Veit is at the Kettle Moraine Waukesha West game. Rob, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, it's 27-23, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. KM has the ball on the 50-yard line with a second and five.
And man. KM is leading 27-23?
Yeah, and they have the ball right now. They're at midfield.
My goodness, that Kettle Moraine's the team everybody's watching. Hey,
a
Rob,
got get sidelines over there, Coach.
What's that?
A lot of energy on those.
Oh, you bet.
KM.
Yeah, Coach Gum is always he's always got a lot of energy. Let's get if we can, Rob. Thank you very much. Before we get to a break, Jerry Vance, Menominee Falls, Germantown. Jerry, give us an update.
It is Menominee Falls 28, Germantown 19.
Wow,
103 left in the fourth quarter. Julius scored two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to put them up 28-19. Germantown just threw an interception. So now it's first and 10, Menominee Falls with 103 left in the fourth.
Well, it's a good win for them. It's a really good win for them. Hey, Jerry, thank you very much, guys. We've got to get to a break. We are so late. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Well, welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz. Let's get right to it. Line two, Coach Kern, New Berlin Eisenhower, good win against Plymouth. Hey, Coach, how are you? Nice job.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. It was another good battle. We've had a great series with these guys.
Man, I'll tell you, those games against Plymouth are always good ones.
Yeah, we the last 2 years came down to a two-point conversion, and for a minute there tonight it was looking like it was going in that same direction. But we were able to get an interception late and convert that, so the score looked a little bit more like we had the game in control than we actually did.
Well, I think it really helps, too, that you start out with such tough competition to get you ready for that Woodland West, which is going to be very competitive this year.
Yeah, no doubt. I was actually talking to one of the Plymouth coaches as we were walking out about that exact topic. I mean, that's what that game last year really did a lot to prepare us for the grind ahead. I hope tonight serves us well again.
Coach Kern, last we heard, Pewaukee came back. They were down to Riverside. Now, last we heard, they were up 34-31. You get Pewaukee next week, you know that'll be a battle.
Oh, yeah, it is every year. And, you know, the way our schedule sets up again, You know, we've got a series of tough games. I know Wisconsin Lutheran is improved from last year, and obviously Greendale. And so we're going to run a really rough gauntlet again here early, but I know our kids are excited for it.
Coach Curran, congratulations. Good luck next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Congratulations, yeah. Coach.
Let's get to line four if we can. Coach Farley from Brookfield East. They got Tulsa West tonight, 42-14. Hey, Coach, that's a great way for Brookfield East to start the season. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good Greater Metro Conference win for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Coach, did you you feel pretty good about your team coming in? Because this conference you're in, you know, it really is a dogfight, and there's some teams. I saw Marquette last night. We know Brook Central is going to be really good. Menominee Falls just they scored two late ones. It looks like they're going to beat Germantown. This conference you're in is just a tough conference.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, that's one way to describe it. If not the best, one of the best conferences in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, you're going to get everyone's best game in, game out, and you just got to be on top of your game if you hope to compete.
Coach, I had a chance to watch you in the Greendale scrimmage, and, you know, going against Greendale really helps you and really helps them, too, to get that tough competition to prepare you for your first game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, anytime you get a chance to go against a great program, it only helps you for week one. So, yeah, it's a really good scrimmage to be a part of.
Coach Farley, we certainly want you to enjoy this win. I had a chance to see Marquette last night up close and personal, and that's a good football team. They're tough.
Yeah, absolutely. They challenge you in so many ways, and it's a really good football program overall, so we got our hands full in preparation this week.
Well, try to enjoy this one for a couple of minutes, Coach, and then get ready for the Hilltoppers next week. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet, Coach Farley from Brookfield
Congratulations.
East.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a good win, 42-14 against Tulsa West. Let's get to line three if we can. Alex Zenzola, he's at Wilmot against Bradford. Alex, give us an update.
Mac, we got a real thriller going on here down in K-Town. Bradford, with just over a minute remaining, put together an 11-play, 80-yard drive, capped off with a field goal attempt to tie the game. We are heading to overtime. Speaking of Zenzola game ball, that goes to Jayshon Lee of Bradford. He was responsible for 54 of the 80 yards on that drive, connecting on three plays. Just an amazing effort, amazing game, and overtime's getting ready to start, so we'll see how this one turns out.
Alex, you're at one of the good ones tonight.
For sure. Can't wait to see how this one finishes.
Excellent. Keep us up to date on that. Let's get to line one. Ralph is at the Hartford Nicolet game. Hey, Ralph, give us an update.
Hey, it's the final score at Nicolet. Ends up to be 28-7, Hartford over Nicolet. I got to tell you one thing. Coach Marauder had his Nicolet team ready tonight. They never gave up. They played the whole game. And I can tell you, Hartford, who is a great team, who made the quarterfinals last year in the playoffs with a lot of kids returning, are going to wake up tomorrow morning a little sore.
Ralph, I tell you what, with all those basketball players going to Nicolet, you might want to start looking for some football players.
Well, yeah, or can I call in basketball scores? That might be a little more positive, right?
You got it, Ralph. Thank you very much. Ralph's brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. Call them today to schedule a free 30-minute injury assessment. They will schedule you fast, sometimes the same day, but always in 24 to 48 hours. Athletico.com. Line two, Bill Young, head football coach, Catholic Memorial. They get a win tonight against an improved Muguanago team. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time. How you doing?
Good, Michael. Good.
Boy, that's a
good
win.
Exciting game tonight. You know, we both team made it was a great effort. Your first game of the season, we're on the one-yard line. We don't get it in the end zone. We get another drive down to three, don't finish. You know, we're a young team. We've got some experience. Luke Fox threw the ball extremely well. Joe Sikma caught a couple touchdown passes defensively. You know, we got a lot of young guys, and we just got to keep getting better and improving week to week. But Mike Vabach did an outstanding job. You know, new uniforms, new head coach, Hall of Fame night out here. It was a great high school football environment.
And it's really nice to have that first win with these younger kids here. And even if they didn't score all the time down by the goal line, they got done what they had to get done and got a nice victory, Bill.
Yeah, you know what, Ron? You know, we both teams had their ups, and sometimes, you know, you didn't perform up to where you needed to be. But, you know, overall, You know, there's nothing wrong about winning an ugly game. And Tate Copeland's played extremely well. Joe Oxner had two picks for us. You know, we've got a lot of things that we can teach to the kids in film tomorrow morning at 6:30. And, you know, we got to get a lot better because, you know, every week you got to be on your best.
Hey, Bill, two things. Kimberly got beat tonight.
Did they really?
Fond du Lac, last-second field goal, 25-yard field goal to snap that streak. And you got to certainly congratulate Kimberly and their coaching staff. 70 in a row, five state championships. Five straight is obviously something that is so difficult to do. And congratulations to them and certainly to Fond du Lac for a great win. Hey, next week you get to Waukesha North. And Coach, it's your conferences. We talk about every time we have you guys on. I think it's the best conference, football conference, in the state of Wisconsin. Good luck next week against Waukesha North.
Thank you so, Michael. Thank you so much. And Elgato, Ron Davies, you're my hero.
You're my hero,
it was,
Bill.
Your kids are the best. Game tonight.
Your kids are so well coached, and you're such a good guy. So
hey,
congratulations.
Bill, I say it every week. One of these weeks, maybe you'll end the film session about 9:30 and come over and sit with me on the coaches. So I look forward to that.
I will, Michael. It's just, you know, we had a couple of guys got banged up last week, and I'm so nervous and I'm so driven to be, you know, have a great team each year. And you know, just got to keep grinding away. But I'll call you, man.
You know what? If it's this year, next year, or 5 years from now, you know, whenever you're available, I'm ready for you. So
thank you, Michael. And I just can't thank you enough for what you do. You know, going in the Hall of Fame too for broadcasting, and you're just a terrific guy. And you guys do a great job for high school prep kids. So
thanks.
Thank
and congratulations,
so
Bill.
Thanks, Billy.
All right, Elgato, you be good.
Okay, buddy.
Guys, let's get you a break. On the side of the break, we'll continue with coaches. And a couple of finals haven't been done yet, but we'll get them. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. Again, if you haven't heard, Kimberly gets knocked off tonight. Fond du Lac last-second field goal to beat Kimberly. That 70-game win streak is over. Again, this is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. Before I go, I got to say hello to a couple of guys. Keegan, Logan, and Beckett. Keegan, Logan, and Beckett Bonner, the Bonner boys, are in the car driving home from the Homestead game. Boys, I love you. I got popsicles for you. Not tonight, though. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Some final scores rolling in around the area. Franklin, they knock off Watertown 24-0. Greendale Martin Luther takes care of Whitnall 49-7, the final in Greendale. Oak Creek took care of Wisconsin Lutheran 31-13 on the road. Brookfield East defended the home turf 42-14. They beat the Tosa West Trojans. Out in Maguanago, Catholic Memorial got a road victory 28-17 over Maguanago. Sherwood Mesmer beat Milwaukee King 14-8. In Glendale, it was Hartford and Nicolet. The Hartford Orioles visiting in that game 28-7. They get the victory. New Berlin Eisenhower knocks off Plymouth 29-14. Burlington defeated South Milwaukee 42-13. West Dallas Central and Kenosha Tremper. It was the Trojans on top 42-13. Grafton Blackhawks a 55-8 win over West Bend West. And heard it from big-time Mike McGivern right there. That 70-game win streak for the Kimberly Papermakers comes to an end tonight. The Fond du Lac Cardinals win 31-28 on a field goal as time expires. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Wendy's. Listen tomorrow to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show from 10 a.m. to noon. Mike McGivern and Ryan McMillan will be talking Franklin football with head coach Lewis Brown. And I'm Anthony Mandela, and this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies. Double overtime, Kenosha-Bradford game.
Who won the game?
No, it's in double overtime.
Oh, it's in double overtime.
Yeah. That's awesome. still going. Alex Anzola is going to be there for a while.
That's his first game for Troy Bowe. That's quite an exciting coming in as your head football coach in the first game he coaches at Bradford. Goes in a double overtime. It'll be more exciting for him if he wins, of course.
Hey, I got to say happy birthday to somebody, Leighton Buckner. She is going to be a freshman at Muskego High School. And her mom and I work together, Allie Buckner, one of my favorite people. Leighton Buckner, it's her birthday today. And if she's listening, I wish her a very happy birthday and good luck at Muskego. She's going to do great things. Kind of girl, Ron, that I believe I have to be nice to her because I think I'll be working for her one day. So I got to always be nice to Leighton Buckner because she's just one of the really good people in this world. Going to be a freshman, but she's just one of those kids, looks you right in the eye. Hello, Mr. McGivern, how are you? Laughs at my jokes, even though I know she doesn't think they're funny.
You better not do it to her, to what you're telling us you did, I think, to your wife and some of these other people, just to embarrass them about giving them the wrong names to call out.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ron. what is said during the break, you're not a radio guy, Ron, because what's said during the break, you're not supposed to talk about when the show is on. We need to go back to radio one-on-one with you, Ron.
You do, huh?
You are suspended for next week, and I'll have you in the following week. We've only got a couple of minutes, Ron. I want to ask you about a couple of games coming up next week. You know, it's Kettle Moraine and Maguanago next week. Kettle Moraine, I think, got a big win tonight, did they not?
They got a very big win over Waukesha West, and Maguanago was very, very competitive with Catholic Memorial, so that'll be a very good game next week.
Yeah, Coach Gum at Kettle Moraine doing a nice job, and again, for them to get that win, and Maguanago is awfully good coming up. So that's a game that I think we'll certainly have somebody at. Hey, we've got line one. I believe the coach from Pewaukee, correct?
I believe it's Coach Pittman.
No, he's from Kewaskum. Coach Fritzky is from Pewaukee. Let's go over to Coach. Hey, Coach from Pewaukee, I believe. Coach, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Coach, how are you?
This is Coach Pittman.
Hey, Coach Pittman, good to see you. How's it going?
Going well. Got the win tonight.
Hey, and you guys opened up that new stadium kind of tonight, right? New turf and everything?
Yep, new turf, new scoreboard, yep.
Man, that's awesome. It's a nice way to get a win. I know Milwaukee Lutheran stuck with you for a while, but 48-24, I think, was the final, correct? 48-30. Coach, how you feeling about this year's team? You guys have had a lot of success over the years. And I know you graduated some of my favorite kids that I had a chance to meet last year. How are you feeling about this group ready to go for you?
We're feeling good about them. You know, we're young. We're inexperienced. You know, we know we're going to make some mistakes. And, you know, we definitely had our share of them tonight. We also had a lot of things we did well. So, you know, definitely, you know, stuff to build on. And, you know, that's the goal, you know, get better week by week.
Coach, I had a chance to listen to you speak at a servant leadership meeting for Tony Resch at Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development, and was really impressed with some of the things that you guys do at Kewaskum, and to get these kids not only to buy in together as a team, but some of the things that you guys do in that community. So good for you and your staff.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of what we do.
Yeah, that's an important part of what you guys do as coaches at Kewaskum, correct?
Yep. Yep. You know, I mean, and tonight was a classic example. We had some kids step up and being so unselfish that, you know, they didn't care who got the job done as long as the job got done.
I think that says a lot about not only those kids, but that whole community, Coach. I know that that town shuts down when you guys play a home game, and it's always a lot of fun to get a home game at Kewaskum. I get guys asking me to go, and like Ted Lang did tonight, hey, can I go out? I want to go out and cover Kewaskum because they just like the atmosphere and the community setting that you guys play in.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on that. We have a great setup, and our community is a great support for our program.
Hey, last thing, Kimberly went down tonight, Coach.
Yeah, I heard that. Wow.
Man, 70 in a row, and they get beat by a last-second field goal against Fond du Lac. That's big news around the state.
Yes, it is. The shot heard around the world.
No doubt. Hey, thank you so much, Coach Pittman. I know you know that I'm a big fan of yours and the staff up there, so thanks a lot for a couple minutes of your time, and good luck next week.
No problem. Thanks, Mike. Glad to be on.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Jason Pittman, head coach at Kewaskum. That's a great place to watch a game, Coach. You know, they do a really nice job up there. From the people that go up there, they say there's not a better concession stand in the state. That's what all these guys keep talking about when they talk about going there, and that's good for them. Hey, a couple of other games before we got to get out. I want to see how Oak Creek handles a win. You know, they get Carmel, Illinois, and talking to Ryan here, who grew up in Illinois, Carmel's got a big program.
Very good football program.
It'd be interesting to see how they handle success. You know, that's important. A couple of other games that I think we're going to want to keep an eye on. Coach, we certainly want to know how Kimberly responds. What's it like to – they haven't lost in so long. Can Coach Jones get them ready to go again next week?
And who do they have next week, Mike?
I'm going to find out. Oh. But you know what? Whoever it is at this point, you know, this is something new for Kimberly because they haven't lost in so long. And how are they going to respond after a loss? And you got to believe that that certainly Coach Jones and that staff are going to figure out a way to get these kids ready and prepared to play whoever it is. And I'll find who they play here, Coach. But, you know, you never went on a 70-game winning streak, and not many people have. But certainly he's talking to them right now about keep your head up. Let's start something new. This is a new team, new year, and let's see if we can't, you know, get a win next week.
Yeah, they play Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln, I see.
Okay. So that's going to be – you almost think, man, I feel bad for Rapids. You know?
That's tough.
Kimberly might run something up on those guys. We got to get out, Ron. Great first week. Thank you so much.
Always enjoy it. Thank you, Mike.
Anthony, well done over there. Ryan, hey, you this is it, man. First show for you. I appreciate it. You did really well, young man. And thank you so much. I'm glad that you're with us this year. Tomorrow morning from 10 to noon, head football coach from Franklin, Lewis Brown, and his guys will be in. So take a listen. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.